as we settle into this second sitting, just wanted to remind you our trajectory in a way. We will be basically following in the footsteps of the Buddha's recommendation of following the four foundations of mindfulness, the teachings offered in the Satipatthana Sutra. And it's, in a simple way, it begins with maybe the most important instruction of the entire retreat, is, as I mentioned before, to put your mind in your body, and your body in your mind. The Buddha's first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness directed to the body. He said, there's one thing, O monks, and you're all monks for this 2 days, those who have gone forth. There's one thing, O monks, that leads to calm, to focus, to a pleasant dwelling in this life, to the abandonment of the defilements, to the heart's release. What is that one thing? It is mindfulness directed to the body. When mindfulness is directed to the body is calm, the mind is calm, the fetters are abandoned. All the wholesome states that partake of supreme knowledge, it's stated in the numbered sutras of the Buddha, the Avatamsaka. What's that one thing? Mindfulness directed to the body. And this is the Buddha's recognition that human beings, and they're no different now than they were 2,500 years ago, human beings tend to be disembodied, live in their imaginations, and the winds of mental mental proliferation takes place, and we don't actually inhabit our lives, and then our basic experience of ourselves is much more historical or imaginary about what's next. So it's just to have our mind in the same place as our body. That's the doorway to liberation. And then the second, obviously, the second foundation of mindfulness is, because we are disembodied, and maybe why we're disembodied is because we don't not know how to accommodate pleasant experience and really feel the pleasantness of it. We don't know how to accommodate the unpleasant experience and feel it. And we don't know how to accommodate the neither pleasant or unpleasant experience, the so-called neutral. We space out the unpleasant, we react to with aversion, the pleasant we react to with grasping. And all these mental reactions, spacing out, grasping, aversion, it leads to mental proliferation. The energy's got to go somewhere. And that mental proliferation leads to very strong feelings, emotions, moods, and we move from the simple reality of six experiences to this elaborate world of our imagination. And so it's helpful to get to know the feeling tones, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the neither, and that we'll be navigating that. It's helpful to, if we've already ended up in a world of moods and emotions and stories, to be able to notice those and navigate them, and the qualities and states of mind that unfold. So it moves on to the third foundation of mindfulness of mind, knowing when our mind is open, knowing when it's contracted, knowing when it's wanting, when it's not wanting, knowing when it's getting confused or lost. And then finally, as we clarify our experience a little more, just by having more continuity of attention, we start to have some understanding of what are the states of the heart and mind that lead to more opening and awakening, and those that actually keep us bound in a cycle of dissatisfaction. And we get to discern that for ourselves, and then without adopting views, we just naturally let go. We let go of the things that cause us suffering, and we cultivate and enhance the things that are beneficial. That's it. That's the foundations of mindfulness in 30 seconds or less. But it all starts with the way we begin our practice, is putting our attention in the same place as our body. So you might want to orient yourself again to the cushion or chair. I like to shift from side to side or front to back till I find the center point where it's most effortless to remain upright and relaxed. Putting a slight forward tilt on my pelvis so that my back is not rounded, so I don't end up slumping as much. Like a plumb line from the top of my head down through my perineum. And just letting everything go, letting everything be into the sitting posture. Aware of being aware. Noticing how effortlessly the body is known in awareness, not as an idea, but as a felt sense. Just hovering long enough for the idea of the body to melt away and to just feel that elemental experience of weight and pressure, temperature, cohesion, vibration. Noticing how the field of sensation starts to still and steady. And then how easily it is in that general environment of stillness, how easy it is to feel and notice and maybe even enjoy the body's experience of breathing. Knowing that the body is breathing all by itself and produces sensations, sensations of expansion and contraction, tingling, temperature, wherever it is that the sensations of breath are felt, we connect with those, with our attention. And we sustain our attention through the duration of the in-breath and the out-breath, wherever we feel it most clearly. For many of you, it'll be your nostrils as the air passes, the upper lip and nostrils. For many, it will be just the gentle rise and fall of the chest or belly. Others, it will be the just gentle expansion, contraction of the whole body. And just settle in and enjoy the selfless nature of the breath, how it breathes itself. Sometimes short, sometimes long, sometimes rough, sometimes smooth, deep or shallow. It's not egoic, it doesn't need to be directed. It's just nature, just this breath, just this moment. We use the breath in the body as our home base, our primary anchor for our attention, a way to put our mind in our body and our body in our mind. Just this for another 25 minutes or so. feeling the texture of the breath, sinking into it, sticking to it, spreading out all around it, not missing any part of the body's experience of the in-breath and the out-breath. It may alter a little bit because of your attention, but not because you're trying to control it, just because that is a natural impact of your attention. You may even want to accompany the breath with a soft little transparent whisper in your mind of in and out, rise and fall, expand and contract. Just to help you stay connected to this experience of nature. This is a back to nature practice. Just this moment, just this breath. whether you've been practicing for 50 years or at your first retreat, inevitably your attention will leave the anchor of the body and breath, and you'll become, to some degree, lost in thought. But each time we realize that we've been daydreaming, fantasizing, planning, remembering, each time we realize that is a moment of mindful attention re-arising. So when you wake up to where you are, relax and enjoy. Enjoy the opportunity to very gently place the attention back in the body. Put the puppy back on the paper. Anchoring the attention in the breath and sitting body. Making no more out of it than that. Just gathering and sustaining. Just this moment, just this body, just this breath.